Three Para by Patrick Bishop. Read by Christian Rotzka. Three Para had a saying, "Be careful what you wish for." When word got around that they might be on their way to Afghanistan, everyone welcomed the news. There was a feeling that a major operational deployment for the parachute regiment was long overdue. It had been 24 years since they were involved in heavy fighting. That had been in the Falklands, a campaign that loomed large in the para legend. The paras had returned from the South Atlantic, wreathed in glory. There were two VCs to add to their hoard of medals. They won famous victories at Goose Green and Mount Longdon. But in the interval, they'd done little war fighting. They were not sent to the first Gulf War, and were only given a subsidiary role in the second. There'd been the odd exciting excursion, like the mission to Sierra Leone in 2000, when one para helped rescue 11 Royal Irish Rangers held hostage by the rebel West Side Boys militia. But three paras' duties in recent years had mostly involved grueling but increasingly routine tours of Northern Ireland and Iraq. By the summer of 2005, everyone was ready for a demanding task. The parachute regiment was one of the youngest in the British Army. But in its short life, it had developed a strong identity and a powerful sense of its own capabilities and worth. The formation of a permanent airborne force was Churchill's idea. The new regiment was intended to bring together the fittest, most motivated, and resourceful men available. Its purpose was to cause the maximum damage to the enemy with minimal or no support. It was expected to operate behind enemy lines, undaunted by overwhelming superior enemy forces. Its spirit was summed up in its motto.